Current state, Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make Mid-Michigan a better place. Today we talk to New World Flood, a local nonprofit that aims to create a culture of volunteerism in the Lansing area. Co-founder Todd Duckett joined us yesterday to talk about how the organization encourages people to get involved in their communities. Some of you may know Todd from a previous life. He had a really successful career as a football player here at Michigan State, number 8, and on several NFL teams. On a personal note, when Todd was a running back for the Spartans in the late 90s and early 2000s, I announced all of his touchdowns when I was stadium announcer at MSU home football games. Todd Duckett says after spending years in big cities like Atlanta and Washington, D.C., he was eager to return to his Michigan roots.
What brought me back was that I live here. I'm from here. I'm born and raised here. And to be able to see what type of impact I could have in other communities, why not try to have the same thing in the place that did so much for me? That, I grew up with a lot of people here, and
you're a Kalamazoo guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, not just like physically growing up with them, but like you just said, every time I scored a touchdown, you said it on the loudspeaker.
I did.
So, I mean, truthfully, I grew up with you too, in a way. So, why not? I mean, a lot of people go to big cities and just go off, and I mean, they don't get a chance to come back and add their energy to a place like this.
What was it like adjusting to life outside of football after you left the NFL?
It was tough. At that time, I was 29. So 29 years of developing a person, a human. And then after that, you have to redevelop that same individual in a different path, in a different focus. So it was definitely, it was hard. I went through a depression for about 2 years. I had the things that I wanted, but then I realized a lot of that. I mean, it's nice, it's great, it's important, but it didn't fulfill me. So I had to find a new passion.
And eventually it motivated you to found New World Flood.
Flooding the world to giving a service.
How did you come up with that path forward?
I came up with the path. I would say it was magic, but I couldn't say that. I started to look at other options in the world, and not being in the spotlight and actually being around and hearing everyday problems, and saw just the ways I could help and be involved in the community and the needs that were there, and what homeless people were talking about, what some everyday struggles of everyday America was, and how could I help provide support? How could I help motivate? How could I help energize people to fight that extra mile, work for that extra yard off the field?
And where did the name New World Flood come from?
Yeah, great question. It started out just me trying to figure out who I was, creating a new me. And in the process, this is after I got done playing and went going through the depression stage and just finding my way. In the new me, I found a new world. I found there's homeless people out there. They've always been there, but I never really recognized what they were about before. I found what you can do with cancer, how you can affect cancer, how you can affect cancer patients. My mother passed from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2000, so that was something that's always been big for me. So I started to find all these different ways and things and causes that I could get involved in, which created a new world of life, a new world to live in. And then the flood, it's really more of a spiritual reference. In pretty much every religion, there's a great flood that comes in and changes things, and it cleans, it gets rid of the old, and then it creates newness, it creates growth. And the thought is to enter a person's life, and whether it's them, that one person, they can start to believe in themselves a little differently and believe in what they're about and who they are. And then that translates into them now going in the community and relaying that same message and being effective in the community in a positive way. You get one person, you get 2 raindrops, you get 3 people. Now you've created a flood of service, of giving, a flood of positivity.
Todd Duckett is our guest on WKAR's Current State. It's our Neighbors in Action segment. Todd is, of course, the former MSU football standout and co-founder of New World Flood. The goal of the organization is to encourage a culture of service and volunteerism in the community. How do you do that?
Well, a couple ways. I lean a lot on my football experience, and all I did was play the game and was myself and had a passion for it. And then you got little kids buying these number 8 jerseys. You got kids emulating touchdown things you do and the way you run just from being yourself. So translate that now into how you volunteer and serve in the community and do it the same way. Just be yourself, be true. Be authentic, and it can motivate people because it's a real story.
What are some of the projects you're especially proud of?
All of it. I mean, being able to go to schools and talk to students about what I do, being able to go to businesses and have them look at how they operate from a personal standpoint and a socially conscious way. We do events. We have a back-to-school expo giveaway, over 2,500 backpacks and school supplies. We have a flag football tournament called the Battlefield Brawl. I grow my beard out to help raise funds for the Olin Project. Right now, we're in our High Five Turkey Drive. We're collecting funds and donations to give away over 1,000 turkey dinners between here, Kalamazoo, and Battle Creek.
This is the High Five Turkey Drive.
High Five Turkey Drive.
How does that work?
Families, we were selected through the Christian Family Services. We'll be at Marshall Street Armory from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday, November 25th. These families are pre-selected, so it's not first come, first serve type of thing. But they'll come and they'll get a full turkey dinner for them to celebrate their holiday.
Nice. How do you choose the projects that you pursue?
I follow my heart, man. That's what I do. There's so much, but
you run to daylight.
You run to daylight. There you go. You run to daylight. Follow the light, if you will.
The football metaphors will just never end.
They can't. How could they? But yeah, that's kind of what I do, though. I just follow my heart, follow my passion, read the paper, see where needs are, and see if something moves me.
Todd Duckett's our guest on Neighbors in Action here on Current State on 90.5 WKAR. We're talking about Todd's organization, New World Flood. You spend a lot of time going to high schools and working with youth here. You've mentioned this. Why do you think it's important to get young people involved in service work?
Because we all live here. And by the time you're 30, 40, 50, you try to do it. I'm not going to say it's too late, but you just missed 20, 30 years of being a huge impact. And I think a lot of times kids, students, adults, people, they look at all the reasons why they can't do it, whether it's financially, whether it's time, whatever it is. But the more education you get on it, the more knowledgeable you are, you figure out ways that you can be more effective. And it's talking and starting the conversation. It's not just throwing numbers out, but it's also showing some results that have occurred in ways that people can physically, mentally, spiritually use their gifts to provide.
I understand you also work to connect people with other organizations in the community.
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, our whole motto, our whole mission, our whole saying is a single raindrop is the beginning of a flood, flooding the community through giving and service. So one person, one act of kindness, one thought, one person believing in themselves and taking that to an organization or taking that into the community, then you get multiple people who do that. That creates the flood. That creates the change. And if we're able to get with an individual who wants to get involved in volunteering and we're able to figure out what they're passionate about, what they really care for, then we can align them with a purpose. If we're not doing it, a purpose, a passion, organization that falls right in line with what they have, what they want to do. That way they can be fully effective.
Where do you get the funding for your project?
We get it through community members. We get it through local businesses. We get it all across the board. People actually, it's amazing when you put projects out and random donations come in and people believe in what you're doing and then you show them the results. I mean, it's a magical thing.
If people want to volunteer with New World Flood or want to help find other volunteer opportunities in the community, how can they connect with you?
Our web address is newworldflood.org. And then we're on the social media networks as well, Facebook, Twitter.
This is still a pretty young organization. How would you like to see, how big would you like to see New World Flood get over the next 5 or 10 years?
I mean, I would love just to see us, let's just keep the waters rising, if you will. But a big goal would be to have flooding be synonymous with volunteering. So if you're saying you're going to go volunteer at this park or you're going to go volunteer at this organization, let's say we're going to go flood this park or flood this organization and use it in a positive way.
Todd Duckett is the former MSU and NFL football player. He is the co-founder of New World Flood. Todd, great talking to you.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
And Current State could always use more nominations for our Neighbors in Action segment. And we know there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work. Please let us know about them. Tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State or send us an email, currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.